Hi, this is John Davis, John Davis Political Report. It is Tuesday, October the 19th, 2010. Headline for Investors Political Daily, North Carolina House Republicans likely to win 62 seats. Final count likely to be a 65-55 Republican majority. Check out today's Investors Political Daily House chart, and you will see for the first time that North Carolina House Republicans now have 62 seats that they would win if the elections were held today. Democrats have 52 sure seats. If the two parties split the six toss-up races, the final count will be 65 Republicans in the North Carolina House, 55 Democrats. The two changes in today's Investors Political Daily House charts are a Buncombe County race involving incumbent Democrat Jane Wilden against GOP challenger Tim Moffitt. It's been moved from toss-up to Moffitt favored. The move is based on new polls released Monday, as well as the voting history of the district. Remember, this district was held for six terms by Republican Representative Wilma Sherrill. Additionally, the overall 2010 GOP-friendly trends, especially those relating to the constituencies most likely to vote in higher numbers, caused this race to be moved to Republican-friendly. Next, the Pitt County race involving Democrat incumbent Marion McLawhorn, Republican challenger Stan Larson, has now been moved from McLawhorn favored to a toss-up race. Once again, the move was based on recent polling that showed McLawhorn trailing her Republican challenger outside the margin of error. What the 55 state legislative polls have said to us this year. A historic number of state legislative polls have been conducted this election cycle. 23 in Senate, 32 in House races. Here is the consistent pattern. 1. There is greater enthusiasm among Republicans for Republican candidates than among Democrats for Democratic candidates. 2. Unaffiliated and self-described independent voters are breaking 2-to-1 Republican. 3. Republicans are consistently shown to be the most likely to vote by far in 2010. 4. There is a universal dissatisfaction with the direction of the state and nation and the job approval of those with power in Washington and Raleigh, all of whom are Democrats. Now let's switch to the Senate. North Carolina Senate GOP likely to win 29 seats. Final count likely a 30-20 Republican majority. The change in today's Investors Political Daily North Carolina Senate chart is in Senate District 16. This district includes Pitt, Wayne, and Green counties. This is the seat currently held by Democrat incumbent Senator Don Davis, his challenger, Republican House member Louis Pate. This race has been moved from toss-up to Pate now favored to win. The move is based on these three facts. Number one, Davis won by only 53% of the vote in 2008 in one of the most Democrat-dominated turnout of voters in modern political history in North Carolina, driven by a year-long commitment of resources by the Obama campaign. Without the historic voter registration and turnout machine of 2008, Davis cannot win. Two, Davis is from Greene County, which has less than 10% of the district's voters. 90% of the voters are shared about evenly by Wayne and Pitt County. Pate is from Wayne County. Number three, as of the first 3 days of early voting, Wayne County is in the top 10 counties in the entire state for early voting by white Republican men. So check out today's late-breaking trend Senate chart, and you will see that North Carolina Senate Republicans continue to enjoy a 16-point partisan momentum advantage, and that's been held since August the 16th. White men lead record pace of early voting. That was the headline of yesterday's Democracy North Carolina press release. reporting the results of the first 3 days of early voting. Bob Hall, director of Democracy North Carolina, said 2 years ago, black Democratic women led all groups in the 17-day early voting period. He said that, commenting on the remarkable shift to white Republican men. What caused the dramatic shift in political fortunes? An economy in crisis was the driving force in 2008. The economy is the driving force in 2010. In other words, the Democrats are in trouble for exactly the same reasons that got the Republicans in hot water during the past two election cycles. They have failed to make the case that they can govern better. Well, there you have it. Investors Political Daily for October the 19th, 2010. Republicans can count on 62 seats in the 120-member North Carolina House, 65 if the toss-ups split evenly. Republicans can count on 29 seats in the 50-member Senate, 30 if the toss-up races split. Well, there it is. Thanks for reading and listening to the John Davis Political Report.